And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making it cool to be a conservative, giving you all the truth you can put on a bumper sticker. All right, so let me grab a few text messages before I get too far down the line. Tim from Hoover says these buses catch on fire, too. Jeff from Indiana says, Phil, I have a plan for school buses that would save everybody some money and be healthy. In Nashville, they have pedal bars running around where the patrons power their own transportation. So why don't we put pedals in school buses so kids can power the bus, kill two birds with one stone. They get a healthy workout. We get free energy. You may be on to something, Jeff. In this case, we have to have chocolate milk. They can't have the alcohol that the pedal buses have or pedal bars. Thomas from Athens says, $356,000 per electric bus for Huntsville, but buses designed to burn natural gas are clean but yet prohibited. They don't fit the agenda, man. They just don't fit the agenda. Molly from Huntsville says, how long has it been since the Huntsville City school systems get taken over by the state because they were so far in debt? Same decision makers? Maybe. TL from Huntsville says, Phil, who makes big money off the EVs? For one, according to CNN, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, who owns stock in Proterra, oh yeah, they went bankrupt. An EV company highlighted by Joe and Kamala for their electric buses. In 2021, Granholm made $1.6 million selling off her stock and was also on the board before taking the Energy Secretary position. In 2023, Proterra went bankrupt. There it is. There it is. I'm telling you, it's inbred, man. John from Brownsboro says, don't forget the summer where they were having blackouts and brownouts in Colorado and California. They hacked the smart thermostats and turned off their AC and forbid them from charging their vehicles. Yes. And also the giant solar farm that focuses the sun's energy and, as it turns out, can flash cook flocks of birds in flight. It is true, man. All that's true. So folks out in Colorado were shocked to come home from work one day to find the temperature in their house had really gone up during the day while they were gone, and they couldn't do anything about it because they were locked out of their smart thermostats. They had agreed to get a credit on their bill for having a smart thermostat, never knowing that what they were doing was giving the power company the ability to hack in from the back door and fix the temperature in their house when the strain was on the system.
And they can also control how much you get. Like, you get like 2 gigs of air or something like that.
They just basically control the flow. Yeah. You're going to sleep hot tonight. I'm sorry. But yeah. It's for the better good.
No thanks.
Yeah. And then you also got, oh, by the way, in California, where they were floating legislation to allow the system to back energy out of your car battery when it's plugged in at night. In other words, strain on the system, don't know what to do. You got your car charged up. Hey, that car is like a big fat battery. We're going to draw some down from your car. And you come out in the work to go to work the next morning and you can't get to work because they sucked all the juice out of your car overnight. What else we got? Brian from Bluntsville says, he sent me a meme. What is that real quick that I can see it? Is it a meme or is this a picture? It's a picture of his TV, I believe. Oh, look at that. He's got quotes on there. What is needed for a single battery, I'm assuming in an EV? 30 pounds of lithium, 60 pounds of cobalt, 130 pounds of nickel, 90 pounds of copper, 190 pounds of graphite, and roughly 500 pounds of steel, aluminum, manganese, plastic, and other materials. Good gosh. Yeah, it's off of Tucker Carlson says they're horrible for the environment, I would say. Last couple, and I'll move on. Let's see what we got. Yeah. Jerry from Decatur says, great show, Phil. When it costs to fuel an 18-wheeler a month because of the war on energy, it's understandable why the cost of goods and services goes up. Enemy nations are laughing out on our different. I think your voice texted to me, brother, and it is struggling. But he says, retired trucker and airborne. Yeah, what he's saying is foreign countries are laughing at us because we're self-destructing. Anyway, it costs more to fuel an 18-wheeler each month than the war on energy can even sustain. I totally get it. All right, listen, we're going to jump into the next topic here in a minute. And I'll tell you right now, a walk in Biden's world, we have breaking news that I'll go ahead and touch on it right now because I got a minute. In case you didn't hear, Biden realized there's a border problem. Well, I thought the border was secure. Didn't his own Secretary of Homeland Security tell us the border is secure? Didn't Biden insist the borders are secure? And yet, didn't he also say that the executive orders that he issued to rescind Trump's actions on the border, they were necessary because, you know, you can't have those kind of things because that's not who we are as a people. What did he do today? He issued an executive order. Wait, are you kidding me? I kid you not. Story on Fox News right now at noon today. Biden entered an executive order to block most illegal immigrants when crossings begin to surge and to deny them asylum if they come here illegally. Are you kidding me with this? He couldn't get it through Congress, so he went and decided to do it on his own. And yet, what does he say? Today I'm moving past Republican obstruction. Are you kidding me with this? Using executive authorities available to me as the president to do what I can. But it only took you 3.5 years. Well, there's leadership. He said Biden is issuing a presidential proclamation that will temporarily suspend the entry of non-citizens once the number of average border crossings encounters exceeds 2,500 a day over 7 days. You had to put a limit on it? How about you just do this? Suspend it, period. Why 2,500 a day over 7 days? Why does that matter? This is so feeble. This is recognizing that the problem, needing to assure some of his more moderate or centrist base while also trying to appease the radical liberals of his base. Says that will stay in effect for 14 days after there's been an average 7 day average of less than 1,500. This is nuts. Here's an idea. How about net zero on the southern border? There's an idea. Net zero on border crossings. There's your net zero, Mr. President. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right, just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here. I'm talking about Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, I gotta pause here and give you guys something big to think about. So this is a crazy world, right? It is. And yet, here you are working hard to plan for your own future, to stand for your beliefs at the same time. Well, what if you found out that in the middle of doing that some of your own investments were going to things that are absolutely contrary to the things you believe in? Well, maybe it's time for you guys to meet Paul Breyer and his team of PhDs and financial experts at Inspire Advisors. That's Inspire Advisors. I'm talking about financial planning that considers like who you are and what you believe in, as well as your bottom line. These are solid local experts. They're using biblically responsible investing, data-driven strategies to maximize your return, and they're doing so in a way that has like a real impact on your own bottom line, the world that we live in, y'all. This is what I would call financial freedom. So if you want to know more about what's in your own portfolio, here's an idea, something free. You ready? Go online for a free impact report at their website, www.moneypatternwealth.com. That's moneypatternwealth.com. Inspire Advisors. You can always find them, by the way, too. You can go to our rightsideradio.org website, look at our sponsors page, click on their logo, takes you right to them. Conservative, godly, balanced financial freedom with Inspire Advisors at moneypatternwealth.com. Check them out. All right, let me jump on into dipper number two for the day. So this is a walk in Biden's world. And I'll be honest with you, there are times when I look at it and think, Mr. President, what color is the sky in your world right now? It is obvious that he sees things through a different lens, or at the very least, his administration does. I recognize that he is the CEO, allegedly, of a very huge organization. There's no way in the world he can know every piece of paper that crosses through, but he's ultimately, though, responsible for that. And, by the way, if something happens, he has the executive authority to say, stop that. Or do that twice. He can do that. So when I say that this is Biden's policy, it may be a deep state operative who's doing something, but he has the ability to say something about it. Okay. We all question his ability to do something about it. But you know what I mean by that. It's still the Biden administration right now. It will forever be known in history as the Biden administration. And a walk in Biden's world, phew,
Listen, I just told you a moment ago. Here's the example. Let me read this to you and see if it makes sense. President Biden comes into office in the beginning of 2021. He issues an executive order to rescind the Trump policies on the southern border. Okay. He tells us for the last 3.5 years that the southern border is secure. The southern border is secure. The southern border is secure. He makes one notional trip down to the border area and goes to one of the safest spots and doesn't bother seeing all of the junk that's happening in places like Eagle Pass. And today, finally, 3.5 years into it, a mere 5 months before his election efforts. By the way, if he was winning in the polls, do you think he would have done this? He issues a proclamation, and here's what it does. Temporarily suspends the entry of non-citizens across the southern border once the number of average border encounters exceeds 2,500 a day over 7 days, which will stay in effect for 14 days after there has been a 7-day average of less than 1,500 encounters along the border. Officials said it'd be easier for immigration officers to quickly remove. I don't think immigration officers can tell what that says. How about this? All you had to do, sir, in Biden world, was say, stop the madness. If you come across our border, we're going to send you back. If you come across illegally, we're going to take action because you're here illegally. But he can't do that. He's got to create this huge like calculation and factoring and getting all the data. And next thing you know, he's just made life more difficult. Because now the question is, are we at 2449 or are we at 2501? I don't know. Where are we? Do the 7-day average. Can we just detain them now? I don't know. That's the way policies work in Biden world. How about this? In Biden world, if you're an American trapped in a foreign country, you may have problems. You just may. Story here on the Daily Signal. 5 American hostages remain in Gaza. Does Biden even have a plan to bring them home? So right now, there's about 120 hostages believed to still be held by Hamas in Gaza. 5 of them are Americans. When's the last time you heard Biden mention it? I haven't. One American, Edan Alexander, is just turned 20 while he was in captivity. Wow. Before he was taken hostage, his mother, Yael Alexander, told her son that she loved him and to be safe, never knowing it was going to be the last time she talked to him. He is one of 5 total Americans that are believed to be alive still after being held hostage for 230 days. 230 straight days they have been held hostage. These are American citizens, and they are among 120 total hostages that are believed to be there. By the way, we still believe the bodies of, 3 other Americans are somewhere in Gaza right now. The Daily Signal asked the White House, are they planning to use U.S. troops to rescue the American hostages, and they did not get a response. That story came out 4 days ago. And then there's this one. How about the efforts to counter terrorism in what is known as the Sahel region of Northern Africa? In Niger, we have had basing where we have spent something like $100 million establishing a base that not only gives us boots on the ground human intelligence capability, but it also gives us a spot for drones. This is a counterterrorism operating station in central Northern Africa. It gives us what the folks in the unmanned aerial systems, the drones, call loiter capability, because we can take off and we don't have to fly forever to get to where the target site is because we're centrally located. Guess what? We're being kicked out of Niger. What do you mean we're being kicked out? I mean we're being kicked out. I mean we don't have any sway anymore around the world. The Biden foreign policy has so capitulated to anybody who wants to say boo that in places like Niger in Africa, we're being kicked out after spending $100 million building bases, training their troops, and supplying funds to their economy. What we're seeing right now, story on National Review, is that we're looking at, since the coup last year, our relationship with the current president, who is, you know, part of a military junta, is gotten strained. Because, again, we're dealing with the Biden State Department. There is acknowledgement that Russia and China are already trying to fill the gap. knowing that we're leaving with an intent to be completely out by September. Chinese investment is substantial. Closer ties with Russia is going to endanger relations with the West. And then you go into other things like what it means to us to have the gap in our intelligence capabilities. That's a part of Biden world right there. Here we are. Right now, we're sitting in a place where you've got Vulcan Materials down in Mexico has a multi-billion dollar, multi-million dollar, maybe billion dollar plant and port that they built with private sector dollars, an Alabama company seized by the Mexican government. And we can't do a thing about it, apparently. You've got Haiti falling apart. You've got any number of things happening in parts of the world to include, oh, by the way, Americans still being held hostage in Gaza. And, oh, by the way, you've got situations like what I just shared with you in Niger. Let me grab the phone real quick before I run out of time. Wolverine Dan, what you up to, man? How are you? Did we lose him? Wolverine Dan, you are? There you are.
Yeah, well, I want to touch on a couple of things. The first thing is you mentioned this, and I remember seeing this. I'd say a stack about a foot and a half high of executive orders in leather binders,
yep.
Okay?
Yep.
With that fancy pen, okay? Not only one pen. He's got to have, like, several pens for some reason because he gives them as souvenirs. I don't know. But you know what he did? He should have left a bunch of what President Trump did, okay? The gas prices, okay? The border, all right? Those are two big things, and we're paying for them not only in higher prices, but girls, I mean, a young lady, like I think it was Kate Stingley, I think her name was, when she got shot on the bridge and her dad was walking with her, and he held his daughter in his arms. I get choked up because you killed my child in front of me. I'm an illegal alien. He would have never got in here if it wasn't for this president. The hostages that they still have over there because he dropped the ball. Bottom line is this, everybody. It doesn't matter what party you're from. If you're doing the job, that's who you vote for. How easy is this?
You're spot on, brother. And your emotions are not unfounded, man. Spot on. Appreciate you, Wolverine.
God help us. God help us. That's all I got to say.
See, bro. Wow. I'm telling you, man, this is going to be one of the biggest elections in just its importance alone. I mean, don't underestimate the need to turn out the vote on this. And by the way, don't think, well, we're in red state Alabama. It won't matter. Yes, it does. Show them what you got. Show up and vote. Tell your friends. Don't let anybody sit at home or go to work. And oh, by the way, if you're the employer, give your folks time to go vote. Don't make it hard. Don't say, well, I'm sorry, we can't do it without you on the shift. How about shut down for an hour and give everybody the time to go do what they got to do to vote right then? Or take half a day off to get it done. Just do it. Get the vote out. And if you want to, the Alabama Republican Party can help you go to another state where they need more help to knock on doors and get her done. I'm just telling you, man. Wolverine Dan, we love you, man. You're spot on. Have I got time for one more? Let me do this real quick. Part of the walk in Biden's world is making decisions that you just can't fathom. You look at it and go, what is that about? Why would you do this? Story here on May 29th. This is actually on the Energy and Commerce Committee's website in the U.S. Congress. House Energy and Commerce Committee Chair Kathy McMorris of Washington and Energy and Natural Resources Committee Ranking Member John Barrasso, Republican from Wyoming, have sent a letter to the Department of Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm. What they're basically doing is saying, stop draining the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Stop. Why would you do this? They point out in their letter that under President Biden, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve has reached its lowest levels since 1983. 83. When President Biden took office in January of 21, the SPR contained 638 million barrels of oil. And today, it contains 367, a 42% decline. It's a strategic petroleum reserve for a reason. If there's an emergency, we have the ability to keep government moving for a period of time. Maybe even keep the economy moving or the military moving. They point out it's been abused for political purposes to try and bring down record high gasoline prices. To include, right before the 2022 midterm elections, he released 180 million barrels of oil in the middle of the election year. That's a walk in Biden world. It's not about, it's about the optics and the politics. Screw the rest of y'all. It's not about your long-term safety or the benefits of the economy. It's about the optics and the politics. And in Biden's world, foreign policy, that's secondary. We gotta figure out how to get more EVs on the road, and yet we're being kicked out of Niger by a little military junta that nobody even knows who the guy is who's run the country right now. Mexico can seize U.S. property and no one says boo about it. You got hostages being held in Gaza. And then, oh, by the way, to go to Wolverine Dan's point a minute ago about Kate Steinle, who was murdered by an illegal alien. Then you got Lake and Riley. And then, oh, by the way, you got two New York City cops that were shot by an illegal alien in the last couple of days. We're going to take a break. We'll take that break. We'll come right back. I'll check a few more of these things. Like, basically, I got to tell you what happened in Haiti, if you're not familiar. By the way, that's right here in our hemisphere. You're about to have a collapsed nation state right here in our hemisphere. And the U.S. State Department wants U.S. forces to go down there. Do what? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Making common sense like a superpower. Hey, I'm gonna do one story, then I'll jump on the phone here real quick. By the way, Haiti, a walk in Biden's world, just so you know, right here in your hemisphere is another one of those situations where we're looking at the State Department wanting to send U.S. troops. Now, the State Department is not the Defense Department, but the State Department can call on things. And if you're not familiar, Haiti is going to hell in a handbasket right now. It is literally chaos down there. It's like Somalia on an island, all right? And just in the last couple of weeks, we had the murder of two U.S. missionaries. Just two godly young people who were there for all the right reasons in the wrong place, I guess. And so, God bless them. But Davey and Natalie, what was her last name? Lloyd. Davey and Natalie Lloyd were full-time missionaries with a group called Missions in Haiti. And they were killed recently with gang activity. Haiti's turmoil has escalated in recent weeks. Gangs now control large parts of the capital. More than half the population are going hungry, according to a story here on AmericanMilitaryNews.com. 300,000 people have been displaced from their homes due to violence. It's a complete mess. I mean, it's not like the island was like, you know, really like a vacation paradise, but it is absolutely descending into chaos right now. So here we are with a Caribbean nation right here in our hemisphere, and the U.S. State Department has said that they have an urgent need to deploy an international security force to the region. Okay, I'm just picturing like shades of Mogadishu. Let me jump on the phone real quick before I run out of time. Brian in Huntsville. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, and that's very sad about Haiti. I know a lot of people that have been on mission trips to there and the Dominican Republic, including one of my daughters.
Yep.
And it's very disturbed. But more disturbing at the moment to me is the strategic petroleum reserve.
Yeah.
And it's been bad for a long time because last I saw, I didn't see any 64 ton tanks running on solar panels.
No, not a bit.
You can have 100 combat combat tanks, M1s or whatever else, but if you only got fuel for one, I'm sorry, you only got one tank.
That's exactly right. The rest of them are just like, you know, giant field obstacles is all they are at that point. Big paperweights.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate you, man. Hey, last piece before I go to the break and we change topics, coming back with a guest, Mark Mix from the National Right to Work Legal Foundation about unionization efforts. Let me just tell you this one, a walk in Biden's world. I saved this one for last. Townhall.com, story that came out about 5 days ago. The ultimate nightmare scenario, it says, regarding Taiwan. This was an interview with Chairman Michael McCaul of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. The story talks about the potential for a Chinese invasion of Taiwan. What would that mean for us? Well, it points out Biden's weakness on the world stage and the prospect of a second Trump term could be escalating a timeline that if things stay the way they are, they believe that, that the talk is 2027 potentially for Xi Jinping to decide it's time to invade Taiwan. But he also says, McCall does, I worry about a timetable being accelerated if they think Trump's going to win because he scares them. And that was the best deterrent, he says, really. You want your enemies to fear you, and they don't fear Biden. And that's the acceleration of the timetable that could happen. What would it mean? What could they do? Well, the question is, it could be really fast, he says. A blockade, a massive military assault, an artillery assault on the island. It'll be overloaded. The island gets blown up. A massive cyber attack then shuts down the island. And then they maybe hit the west coast of the United States with a giant cyber attack to say, hey, don't get involved with us. That's the nightmare scenario. And meanwhile, Joe Biden is considered to be a paper tiger by China. I'm just saying. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.